Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey, pleasure seekers. I'm sorry, that started off kind of weird because I did not touch the mic. How y'all doing? Welcome back. Whew. It has been an interesting week or so. First, again, welcome. If this is your first time listening, my name is Tasha, and I am the wonderful host of this wonderful podcast. Here, I talk about everything sex, relationships, and sex, and more sex, and sensual stuff, helping you all tap into your sensual side. I talk about things that's taboo to the rest of the world. Well, not to the rest of the world, to the vanilla world, to someone like you that's probably listening, right? I do have a book on Amazon titled Whips and Chains, Oops, Not Yet. And it's like a guideline for vanilla couples who want to use BDSM basic skills to help spice up their bedroom, right? You could be heterosexual or homosexual. It doesn't matter. As long as you are seeking to enhance your intimacy in your relationship, my ebook can definitely help you out. If you visit the website, www.herpleasurechest.com, you'll definitely see it on the website. So you should copy your copy. English. Well, is that English or Ebonic? Well, y'all know what I mean. Just go grab your copy. So yeah, so that's what I do over here. If you cannot handle hearing raw recap of sex, I am not the podcast you should be listening to. If you cannot tolerate hearing about some rather interesting kinks and fetishes that I will review and introduce to you, open your eyes a little bit since you are not exploring that side of the world. Yeah, if that doesn't really, it's not what you want to get into, then this is not the podcast for you. See, I'm trying to cover the base. I'm trying to cover the grounds, you know, like I'm trying to get you to understand what you're walking into if this is your first time. If you're not and you're a regular, welcome. Thank you for always coming back. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to just step into your bedroom, step into your naughty thoughts, because you are nasty. I know you're nasty because you keep coming back, and you keep coming back because you are thinking some of the things that I'm doing. Okay? Now, before I get into some of the stuff that I got into, if you're not subscribing, you're crazy. Subscription is only $4.99. And the first episode for subscribers is up. It is titled, I Said Yes. And that is technically episode 52. You can only see that episode listed if you're listening to the podcast on Spotify. Okay? So if you're listening on Spotify, you will see it there. It will have a lock icon on that episode because you have to be a subscriber to hear what is being said on those episodes. So I keep telling you, I gotta subscribe. I have some dope things coming. So I just recorded the intro. So that's the intro over there about saying yes. I said yes. I said yes. So that is going to be a play-by-play as to just opening your eyes into the other side of my world as far as kinks and fetish, BDSM, and the whole nine yards. So if you are very intrigued by it, you want to know, I am right here in your ear. You have access to me to ask any questions. I can teach you. I'll educate you based on, you know, my own research and experiences and just like literally living this lifestyle now 24/7. So that's over there. So yeah, I took the first 5 minutes to kind of go through the house cleaning. There is merch on the website. Again, just visit www.herpleasurechest.com and you can purchase merch from the podcast, okay? Whew. Now that I got that out of the way. Y'all, I cannot believe. You know what? Then again, I can. Because as nasty and freak as I am a very spiritual gal. And I must say, the spirits that are here in my present life, in terms of my highest source that's guiding me, right, was very intentional about making sure I was celibate for a year. Well, I'm lying. It was way over a year. And just, I was in a space where I was just not entertaining anyone. A lot of transparency, going through a breakup from a relationship that was over a decade, like a long time, and was married, you know? So it's not like, oh, we were together and this is, no. Okay. Married. Okay. So that was rough. Emotionally, it was rough. It took a toll on me. And if you're listening and you've been through breakup, you under fucking stand. You understand what I'm going through. So it took a while I don't think you ever kind of get over that person, so to speak. But it's more so just like the healing process and understanding it's a part of the journey and understanding that it has to happen in order to, you know, all that mushy stuff, right? All that hipster stuff. It has to happen in order to get to where you are right now. So I went through all of that. I went through my unhealthy way of coping through the heartbreak. And then during my hiatus, and dealing with the pandemic, like we all were, I didn't entertain anyone. I didn't have the desire to be around anyone. I didn't want motherfuckers to talk. I didn't even want motherfuckers to talk to me. Okay, don't speak to me. Like, it's a block. I wish I could show y'all my block list. It is crazy long. Just don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. Like, you're already annoying me. You're asking me dumbass questions. Like, I really, really went through it. And one of the things I learned and realized through that process was that sex, and I don't think it was mostly through that process, it's something I've already known. Like, sex is a transfer of energy. And I've mentioned that a few times on the pod, that you have to be intentional with who you're laying with, because their energy transfers to you, your energy transfers to them, right? So during my break, during my hiatus, I was so focused on building the candle company, the Simple Pleasures candle, okay? So Oh, and if you go, when you go on the website, you'll see the massage candle over there too. But I was so focused and intentional about building, well, leveling out the business as far as laying down the foundation, right? So my head, my heart, my spirit was just in that, just focusing on the business, focusing more on my mind, focusing more about my spirit, you know, doing that inner work. I was not thinking about sex. Now. I don't want y'all to think I got boring and I turned into a prude. No, I did not. Ever so often, I did grab my wand, okay? And let she does what she does on the clit, right? But as far as just like a physical touch from someone and that intimacy from someone, I didn't desire it for well over a year, okay? So now that I'm back in the world, it is rather interesting. And it's funny because I wasn't looking for anyone. Like I said, I had no desires. I was looking. The person just kind of dropped in my lap. And it's been good. I wish you guys, but I need y'all to subscribe to the exclusive episodes so you can hear play-by-play, step-by-step, VIP access into what's happening in that space for me. But I said yes. I said yes. So y'all might want to go subscribe so you can hear that episode about I said yes. But since the person's been around, we've, you know, had some fun, okay? And baby, I don't think y'all ready to hear the juice of fun that's been had. But I'm going to save that for another time. I promise I will give y'all story time, but just not right now. Not right now. Tonight, and y'all know I record at night. Tonight, I want to tell y'all about this fetish that I discovered. And again, it's almost like last week when I mentioned, well, whenever the last episode was, I mentioned certain fetishes, right? And we don't judge over here. We don't judge over here, okay? We don't judge. Remember, y'all, we loving each other. We are embracing our kinks. We are walking and being authentically us, okay? We're not judging. So if you like a toe being stuck up your ass, knock yourself out, okay? If you want to touch the pee, lick the pee, get peed on, give the pee, go ahead with your golden shower. We do not judge over here. But every now and then, I come across learning about new fetishes or kinks that make me just sit and scratch my head and wonder how, why in God's green earth, why? So, I am back on Fet Life, like I told y'all, I think last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago. And I discovered that there are people out in this world that have a fetish for having sex in the cemetery. Yep, y'all heard me correctly. I felt you pucker up. I felt you look at the phone. I felt you rub your head. I said what I said. There are people in this world that enjoy having sex in the cemetery. Now, I don't know about you, but I know about me. And what I'm not going to do, is have sex in anybody's cemetery. First of all, the shit that my brain will be thinking about, like, is the ghost watching? Is the ghost gonna roll up out of the grave? What if a hand stuck up out of the soft dirt during those horror movies? Like, what? You are going to have sex on these dead people's final resting place? What? Why? Like, my pussy can't even get wet. Can you imagine, ladies, if you go out with somebody and they're gonna say, oh, let's pull up in here because it's nice and quiet and ain't nobody over there. And then when you look up, it's a cemetery. Bitch. I will look at the fool like, let me out right here. I will make my way home, because what you're not gonna do is fuck me in no motherfucking cemetery. Okay. Well, apparently it's a thing, okay? Apparently it's something others enjoy. So I went into deep diving. I looked further, and there are groups in there for people to join their community of folks that enjoy sex in the cemetery. Okay. I feel like this can be placed under the category of sex outdoors. Okay. So if you've ever felt the urge or need to have sex outdoors because that adrenaline rush of the possibility of getting caught, right? That, my darling, is a fetish. And this is why I do this, because I love to help y'all discover these other sides to you, right? And then also let you see that we can freely talk about this and educate each other and safely engage in these things, right? So there are people, yeah, that really love to have sex in the cemetery. I will not, I shall not. If any of you would want to, definitely slide in my DMs. And we need to talk about this. I have so many questions, but to each his own, right? Because in my head, I'm picturing them like, are you laying on the grave? Or are you just having sex in the cemetery? Like, are you having sex? Like, are you laying out a blanket? I have so many questions. Like, are you having sex in the graveyard? Or are you having sex, like, in the guardsman office at the cemetery? Or are you just getting bent over under a tree in the cemetery? I have questions. I have so many questions. But, ladies, gents, Yes, there are people out there, thousands of people out there that enjoy having sex in the cemetery. I don't think I can top that one. I don't know what else I could talk to y'all about after that, because my brain is like, there are people having sex in the cemetery. I haven't heard anyone having sex with a corpse. Well, I'm lying. I've heard of it. And I can't remember the name of that fetish right now. I'm drawing a blank, but that is a thing. Okay. So if you are listening from one of these wonderful countries and there are listeners all over the globe, if you are into that right there, definitely let me know. Let me know more. I'm so curious about learning different kinks and fetish that other people might partake in, because I want listeners to understand, you, my listeners, to understand that you have the power to shape and mold your relationship into what you want it to be, you know, as long as the other person is on board. If the other person is not growing with you, it's going to be hard. If the person is new in your life and they are not making your soul smile, then they're not for you. You know, if you see one way where they're great and the other way they are missing some patterns, you see the patterns, walk away, right? So, and I say all of this and I digress into relationship because what I've realized, once the chemistry is right, the sex is bomb. When the chemistry is right, and the way to develop and morph that heart space and that soul space is to do your inner work, is to communicate with each other, because that makes the sex so much more powerful. The intimacy heightened. And that's also a form of foreplay, right? It's also a form of foreplay. Now, if you want to go have sex in the cemetery with these tips, hey, let me know how it works out for you. But that's that. I do want to tell y'all about a threesome situation. But yeah. I think I'll save that for the subscribers. The subscribers are going to definitely get a full walkthrough into how a third person was scouted and selected. It was a lot. So yeah, there was a lot of fun in that. A lot of hair pulling, floggers came out for sure. That's great. In the upcoming weeks, I will reopen the coaching and consultation. Someone did hit me up about that. So just be patient with me. I know y'all need me, but I'm one person and I'm doing it by myself. When I reopen coaching, the sex coaching and consulting, it will be done on Zoom. I know we're all Zoomed out, but if you're locally in South Florida, we can schedule a time to meet and a location to meet at. Okay, so that's that. If you learn a new fetish, it is called sex in the cemetery. It's like sex on the beach. No, it's not. Okay, I am out of here. I appreciate you as always. Escape the labels and embrace the kink. Be bold, be beautiful, be you. Bye.